Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Lucia Lang. Last week I spoke about Luby the Westie. This week I'm talking about David Tennant. Let's get this started. David John Tennant was born in Bathgate on the 18th of April 1971, the son of Helen Nee MacLeod and Alexander Sandy MacDonald. His father William was a minister who served as the moderator of General Assembly of Church of Scotland. He grew up with his brother Blair and his sister Karen in Ralston, where his father was the local minister. At the age of three, David told his parents that he wanted to become an actor because he was a fan of Doctor Who, but they encouraged him to aim more controversial work. He later said that he was absolutely single-minded in persuading acting career. He watched almost every Doctor Who episode for years and once spoke to the fourth Doctor actor, Tom Baker, at a book signing event in Glasgow. He was educated at Ralston's Primary School and Paisley Grammar School. He acted in various school productions. David attended Saturday classes at the Royal Cavalry of Scotland before passing an official audition at the age of 16, becoming one of the youngest students and starting between the ages of 17 and 20. David made his professional acting debut whilst in secondary school when he was 16. He acted in an anti-smoking film made by the Glasgow Health Board, which was shown on television and was in screens in schools. David was awarded in his first major TV role, Campbell, as Campbell Bain in BBC Scotland drama series Taking Over the Asylum, after impressing the director David Blair during filming of another drama, Stealth Blur. As Tennant recalled from the audition, they needed someone who could believably act 19 and bonkers. During the Christmas season of 2002, he starred in a series of television advertisements for Boosting Chemists. David was nominated for a Laurence Olivier Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role in a Play for his performance in Kenneth Lonergan's and Lobby's Hero. Doctor Who returned to British screens in March of 2005 with Christopher Eccleston playing the role as the Ninth Doctor in the first series. Tennant replaced him as of the second series, making his first brief appearance as the Tenth Doctor in the episode The Part of the Ways. And Billy Piper returned to Doctor Who for the 50th anniversary special, The Day of the Doctor, broadcast on the 23rd of November 2013, with then stars Matt Smith and Jenna Coleman and guest star John Hurt. The same month, he also appeared in one of 50th anniversary comedy homage, The Five-ish Doctor Reboot, directed by Peter Davison. In May 2022, in relation to the show's 60th anniversary, it was announced that Tennant would once return again to the show alongside Catherine Tate, who had reprised her role as Donna Noble. Previously, thought that we'd be returning as the 10th Doctor in October 2022, the ending of the special episode The Power of the Doctor revealed that Tennant would return as the 14th Doctor, and role previously thought to be played by Shuti Gatwa, who would follow on as the 15th Doctor. Three 60th anniversary specials aired between November and December 2023. So now you know about David Tennant. He's honestly the most amazing actor I've ever seen. He is one of my favourite doctors in Doctor Who. I can't wait to see what he does in the future. Next time, I will talk about the actor and comedian Tom Rosenthal. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care.